This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When we truly understand God's grace in saving us, how should this wonderful gift of eternal life impact the way we live? Paul answers this question in a very specific way in his letter to Titus.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, instructing us to deny godlessness and worldly lusts, and to live in a sensible, righteous, and godly way in the present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people for his own possession, eager to do good works.
I remember when I first really understood Paul's words to Titus. Frankly, I was really confused. I believed we were saved by grace through faith, but we keep our salvation by doing good works. I didn't realize that this contradicted the truth that salvation is God's gift apart from good works. But here's a lesson I learned from Paul's words to Titus. How can I continue to live in sin once I've been given this wonderful gift of salvation? Paul put it this way in his letter to the Romans.
What should we say then? Should we continue in sin so that grace may multiply? Absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
Let's remember this principle to live by. To help Christians live godly lives, we should motivate them by clearly teaching the wonder of God's saving grace.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.